There it is.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. Let me get my microphone adjusted. This is Mike, and I've been kind of on a podcasting tear today. I have already recorded two episodes of Podcast Help Desk, one episode of Geek of the North, and I think I got one more Geek of the North in me, but I wanted to get on here and update you what's going on in Michigan. Of course, our weather has been typical January, actually a little above typical January. And we talked to you back on New Year's, and we hadn't had a ton of snow. We've had some snow at that point, but we didn't have a whole lot. Well, in the last 3 weeks, we've had about 40 inches, I guess 38 inches, if I'm honest. And so, you know, we're catching up in the snow department, that is for sure. But I'm not one to complain too much about snow, other than, of course, we've got Snowmageddon about to hit Virginia, D.C., the Mid-Atlantic. You know, New York City's going to get 20 inches, they say. Now, they're hyping it an awful lot, so, you know, who knows whether all that's going to be true or not. I hope everybody is safe, and snow won't kill you if you're prepared for it. So, you know, don't be in a hurry to go anywhere. That's kind of where we're at here. You know, it's like we get a crap load of snow. It's, you know, yeah, we're more used to it, and we've got the equipment generally to take care of it. But, you know, they don't so much in Washington, D.C., so slow down. You know, snow is not going to kill you all by itself. I know a lot of people just panic like crazy when the snow flies. But, you know, the trick is drive slow, if you got to drive at all, you know. And just take life slower. That's the beauty of winter when we live so far north. You know, that's why a lot of us like it up here. Things slow down in the winter. At least they slow down in a way different than, you know, the busyness of summer. That's how I deal with it. You know, it gets dark at 6 o'clock in the evening. You know, so that kind of curtails the outdoor activity, which is great. You know, the only time I've got to go out there is when I got to plow snow, which, of course, like I said, we hit 38 inches of snow. Like I said, I've been telling everybody 40, but, you know, splitting hairs. Just north of us, they had 60. So, you know, okay, so we got 40 or 38. But anyway, in fact, today, I went out and plowed snow just the end of my driveway. You know, I had it all pretty much plowed. It hasn't snowed appreciably for 2-3 days. But, you know, we probably got 3 inches of snow, but it's nothing. That's a dusting. Yeah, sorry for the hiccup there. What was going on? Just had dinner here. Anyway, I want to play a song. I'm playing this right off of YouTube, so hopefully it works. But kind of tells you what goes on around here. It's taking a while to load. Shoveling snow, if you haven't noticed, or if you don't know that sound. Yeah. Found his car.
Come on, come on. Come on, you can do it. All right.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings. I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire and it's getting hard to steer. Skidding down the highway, right past the Nagani cops. I had to drag my swampers to get the car to stop. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Bouncing through the snowdrifts in a big blue cloud of smoke. People laugh as I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Shopko to pick up the layaway. Cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash and I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty.
Anyway, that's from the Youpers, Youpers, or Da Youpers, Da space Youpers, and they're a local group up from Ishpeming, Michigan, near Marquette, to a little west of Marquette, Bun Lake Superior, and they got kind of a neat area to stop at, a little shop up there called the Youper Tourist Trap, and that's just what it is. They sell their music. They sell all kinds of, you know, knickknacks and trinkets. And it's the Youper Tourist Trap. And you'll know you're there when you're driving up, I think it's US 41, that heads towards the Keweenaw Peninsula out of Marquette. You're heading west on US 41, fixing to turn north. You go through a little town of Ishpeming, and on the far side of Ishpeming, there's a giant chainsaw. It's probably, I don't know, it's big enough to where a Chevy V8 engine looks right in it. And they got all sorts of other weird contraptions parked out in front, and, you know, there's all kinds of crazy signs, and it's a really cool place to visit. It's called the Youpers Tourist Trap, or Youper Tourist Trap. And of course, those of us that live here in the Lower Peninsula and in the UP, they call themselves up there Da Youpers. You from the UP, eh? Anyway, and that used to be a bumper sticker, and you know, one of the taglines for Michigan tourism is "Say yes to Michigan." When you go to the Upper Peninsula, it's say ya to the UP, eh? Anyway, fun stuff. So digging around, I found another car-related Youper song. So I'm just going to play that.
Wake up in the morning and it's 40 below. The weatherman tells me it's too cold to snow. I look out the window and I know that he's lying. My car's out of sight and the snow is still flying.
Will the car start?
Hey, you know it won't.
Did they plow the road?
You know they don't.
Am I late for work?
You know you are.
Stuck again.
So is your car.
I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I get the cabin fever when the north wind blows. I gotta get out, but my car won't go.
I call up the neighbor, he's got four-wheel drive. He can't get out, he's buried alive. Snowshoe over, play some 15-2. I gotta cheer up, cause I feel so blue. Crank up the blower.
Hey, it won't run.
Grab the shovel.
Ah, it's much more fun.
My back is broke.
You're halfway there.
Snowing again. Well, I don't care.
I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I get the cabin fever when the north wind blows. I gotta get out, but my car won't go.
I got a hot date, I can't be late. I'm still snowed in, she just can't wait. I'm stuck in the drive, stuck in the house, watching TV, stuck on the couch. Start eating again.
Oh, what a bore!
I jump the sides.
Ah, eat some more.
I look like hell.
Well, loosen the belt.
One of these days, this snow's gonna melt.
I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I get the cabin fever when the north wind blows. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I gotta get out, my car won't go. I gotta get out, my car won't go. I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow.
What I'm always curious about is the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
What do we do up there?
Actually, what you can do up there, and they do it very well, you can drink. You can drink. It's woods, it's fishing, it's hunting, and it's drinking. Mm-hmm. That's what it's, they're really, really, and proud of it,
yeah.
Too.
Now, yeah. Two other points, and we'll move on. No, first of all, I'm under the impression now that the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
I love the way you say it.
Thank you.
Peninsula.
Peninsula is actually part of the landmass of the state of Wisconsin. Is that correct?
It seems to be attached, yes.
Yeah. So then why isn't it not the Upper Peninsula of Wisconsin?
I think Wisconsin is still upset about that. Then again, maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
look. They built the Mackinac Bridge, right. And that's only because the Upper Peninsula allowed it.
Well, I knew you'd be the go-to guy, yeah. All things Michigan.
Yeah.
Now, that's the other thing I wanted to ask you about, the old hotel. The old hotel, what's that like up
there?
There's
an old hotel.
But it's a grand old hotel.
Oh, the grand old hotel.
Yes.
Oh, it's a grand old hotel.
Yeah.
It's
But it's on, is it Mackinac?
It's on Mackinac.
Mackinac Island.
Yeah.
And you go there, you can't, no cars.
Can't take a car. Mm-hmm. No, you can ride a horse.
Ride a horse?
You can ride a one-speed bike.
Right. Have you been to the hotel there, you and your family?
I have been to the hotel.
It must be great.
Yeah. It's got the longest porch in the history of porches, if that matters to you. So if you're looking for something to do this summer and you want to go to the longest porch in the history of porches.
But now don't say it like that. It's stunningly beautiful, isn't it? Picturesque.
Especially if you're eating some fudge and you're sitting on a horse. Yeah.
But it's the island. Well, I can't dispute that. But the island is in Lake Michigan.
It's in Lake, I'm going to say Huron. Yes, Lake Huron. There, Huron. Yeah.
Lake Huron.
Yeah, I think. See, because they're the straits.
Let me see your driver's license.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Straits of Mackinac.
It's the Straits of Mackinac.
Which go under that bridge I was talking about.
And that separates Huron from Michigan?
That separates Lake Michigan from Lake Huron.
Okay. Okay.
And that was David Letterman talking to Jeff Daniels, who's from Escanaba, Michigan. You might remember a movie that he did, Escanaba in Da Moonlight. Jeff Daniels is also one of the stars of Dumb and Dumber, the original. And I think he was in the latest remake of that. But like I said, he's famously from Escanaba, Michigan, which is actually pretty much across the lake from us here in Traverse City in the UP. But he's right up against Wisconsin there. That's where Escanaba is. There's Marionette, Michigan, or Marionette, Wisconsin, and I don't know. It's right there at the Michigan-Wisconsin border on the Lake Michigan shoreline there. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting, slipping through YouTube and saw that clip, thought I would throw that here in this episode. So it's kind of funny that I'm talking about Da UP, and that's not what I was originally intending on talking about, but hey, whatever. It's my show. I can do whatever I want. So with that, I think I'm going to call this episode 241 of the Mike Dell's World podcast. And I've been doing this for almost 11 years. Do you believe that? I don't believe that. It doesn't make any sense, but that is indeed how long I've been doing this. Almost 11 years. In April, it'll be 11 years. So, anyway, catch you later, and you can catch me later. I did put out an episode at Geek of the North. The last episode I put out before today was about how we live in the snow up here. That was before the first of the year, and then I just put one out about time. So go to geekofthenorth.com, and that'll direct you over to the Modern Life Podcast Network, where that show is. I also put out a new podcast help desk talking about what is an RSS feed. So have a great time for the next however many days it is before I put out another episode. I do enjoy the feedback, so mike@mikedell.com will get the email to me. If you want to go over to Podcast Help Desk and click on any of the episode posts, you can leave a voicemail there. Just click the little tab that says leave a voicemail, or you could send audio files to mike@mikedell.com, and I might might put them in the show, so go check it out. So with that, let me see. I might have a song to play. Going out. Might as well end it with a Youper song.
What's this on my mitten? Said the troll from down below. Is it just a picker or a piece of dirty snow? I think I'll just brush it off and kick it in the lake and stay down below the bridge and eat my birthday cake.
This rebel group from Sumy, they got a master plan to blow up the mighty Mackinac and take a rebel stand. Secede from the Union, call this place Youperland. Become a third world power, ask the U.S. for a hand. They'll give us lots of raha, we'll be rich as oil sheiks, cause they won't want the Russians putting missiles in Route Rick.
Here, Mr. Governor, you better turn us loose. We asked you for some Moscow, instead you sent us moose. The honeymoon is over, the declaration's written. We'll take what's above the bridge and keep the mitten.
There's nothing in the land above the bridge, said the troll from down below. Just mosquitoes big as hummingbirds and trees and swamps and snow. The people there ain't hear me, cause they don't have no beef. When you answer nature's call, you gotta use a leaf. In December they use dog sleighs and June they use canoes. They all got wood ticks in their hair. Sawdust in their shoes. Everybody lives in tar labor shacks way out in the woods. I wouldn't live above the bridge even if I could.
We sell clean air to the west coast, blueberries to Iran, ice and snow to the Arabs, pasties to Japan, scorpions to the Russians, smelt to Pakistan, moose meat to the McDonald's, sisu to Uncle Sam. We join the world market, control the smart field trade, become a mighty nation, you'll be asking us for aid.
Dear Mr. Governor, you better turn us loose. We asked you for some rest stops, instead you sent us moose. Our honeymoon is over, the declaration's written. We'll take what's above the bridge and you can keep the mitten. Dear Mr. Governor, you better turn us loose. We asked you for some rest stops, instead you sent us moose. Our honeymoon is over, the declaration's written. We'll take what's above the bridge and you can keep the mitten.
Make Sumi the capital.
Yeah.
Elect Puga the king.
Puga, Puga.
We want the mosquito as a state bird.
Home mosquito hunter.
A rust bucket in every yard.
Gee, I already got two.
10 quarts of firewood a year for life.
Split it yourself.
Beer in every pot.
Yeah.
3 bottle gas TV.
Black and white.
Government cheese.
That, of course, was one of the latest hits by the Youpers from Ishbening Mish. Oh, these cigarettes. I love them, though. You're listening to YOOP Radio National Mind Mish, the one-watt golden voice of Tilden Valley. Stay tuned next for Talk Time with Ernie Potla's boy, Joe. Take it away, Joe. Good morning to you all, and welcome to Talk Time on this cold, snowy, crappy, miserable, lousy day. I hope you all had a good weekend. I know I didn't. My water pipes froze and split, so I jumped in the Chevy to go in town and pick up some elbows and unions. And I went in a ditch over by the four-way stop. So I walked up to Woody's bar and called a wife to bring the Plymouth. So then she got stuck with the Plymouth, and I had to wait for 3 hours. When she finally got there and we were leaving the bar, she stepped on my hand and broke 2 fingers, so I never did get them water pipes fixed. Oh, well, that's the way it goes in the UP, I guess. Now let's get down to business. You got something to buy, sell, or trade? Give us a call at 4061 or 4062. And we'll be back with our first caller after this message.
Milltown Logettes. That's right, folks. Milltown Logettes. The all-wood, all-natural, uncharcoal briquettes. Ideal for barbecuing, campfires, wood stoves, and fireplace fuel. Smoking fish and game, and fire starter. 100% natural hardwood. And when the party gets dull, throw a few in the toilet and watch them swell. Voila! Instant party crap. Fool all your friends. Scatter a few on the rug, put a couple in a chair, or leave a few next to the old turlet. Sit back and watch your friends get sick and throw up. For fun and fire, that's Milltown Logettes. Milltown Logettes. Wood, one of nature's most abundant, renewable resources.
Okay, we're back. This is Talk Time, and we're ready for caller number one. Go ahead, caller number one. Go ahead, caller number one.
I think the guy died, Joe.
You're on the air. This is Talk Time. Talk to me.
Yeah, hello.
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 Hello, caller number one. You have something to buy, sell, or trade?
Just a Talk Time.
Yes, this is Talk Time. Go ahead.
Shoot that potla.
Yep, that's me. Go ahead.
Say, I can't hear you too good. I'm calling from the neighbor's phone because that line don't come from my place.
Oh, that's okay. We can hear you fine. Go ahead.
You know, I used to play ball with your old man, Ernie. He was a pretty good ball player, that guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. You got something you want to buy, sell, or trade?
Yeah, I got that cow shit and got sheep shit and horse shit for
okay,
sale.
Okay, this is Joe Potla on Talk Time. We'll be right back after this message. Okay, now listen. You want me to lose my job or something? You can't say shit on the radio. Oh, there's priests and old ladies and little kids out there listening and... The FCC will pull our license. I'll be back out on the farm. I don't want to work on the farm.
Tell him, Joe.
No, you gotta say manure, okay? Don't say
okay,
shit.
Okay, that manure.
Okay. Okay, this is Talk Time. We're back with caller number one. Go ahead, caller number one.
Yeah, I got that manure. I got that sheep manure. I got the horse manure. And I got the cow manure. I got all kinds of shit for sale.
Oh, no.
Yes, due to technical difficulties, talk time has been canceled today.
Joe, I think you better go get that twitch of yours checked out.